刷到魏九杰的一个视频啊，
I saw a video of Why Do You Jive?
他就说一个艺术从业人员，
He said that an artist should.
他就聊到一个观点，
He talked about a point.
就说那些学霸当不了艺术家。
It said that those who excel academically can never become artists.
不适合搞艺术啊，
Not suitable for art.
他就提出了他的反对意见。
He then presented his counterargument.
啊，我觉得这个话题很有意思啊。
I think this topic is very interesting.
我也参与聊一聊啊。
I'd like to join in the conversation too.
首先，第一呢，就是这是一个病句啊。
First of all, this is a medical drama.
就是在任何行业里面都存在学霸，
There are always smart students in any industry.
美术有学霸，
Art has a genius.
音乐
Music.
有学霸，
There are smart students.
舞蹈
Dance.
有学霸。没有人是生而知之的，都是需要学习的。那你在这个方面学得很好。
Those who are born with the knowledge of a genius have learned well in this area. So keep up the good work.
这就叫学霸，
Just call him a genius.
对不对？
Is it right?
哪怕搞体育，
Even if you're a parent,
他也有学霸学神。
there are also some very smart students.
当然呢，我也明白。
Of course, I understand.
啊，他所说的学
He said that the nerd he was referring to,
霸，他特指的是那些所谓的文化成绩。
he specifically refers to those so-called cultural achievements.
物理、
Physics,
数学、
mathematics,
化学那些特别好的啊，
chemistry is really good,
不适合搞艺术，
not suitable for art,
当不了艺术家。
can't be a genius.
这句话成不成立？
This sentence is not good.
那它还是不成立。
He still doesn't make sense.
啊，这个就分两头。
This is a two-way conversation.
说，因为我不知道这句话的背景是什
Because I don't know the context of this sentence.
么。那么我们就从基础层面和艺术家这个层面来谈。所谓的基础层面，
Then we will start from the basic level and talk about basic layer in terms of his theory.
就是说，高考一直到大学啊。
So, basically, the Gaokao, China's National College Entrance Exam and University are
这就是一个基础层面。
This is a basic level.
其实我们可以看到一个现象，
In fact, we can see a phenomenon.
那些文化成绩好的孩子跑来学美术。
Those students who are good at humanities come to learn art.
但凡他不是色盲色弱呀，
But if he wasn't colorblind,
帕金森呢，他们的进步会更快。
people with Parkinson's disease progress faster.
为什么？
Why?
首先，
First,
智商在线，
IQ online,
学习方法在线，
learning methods online,
自我管理能力在线。
self-management skills are available online.
学习习惯等等，各方面它都在线。
In terms of learning habits and other aspects, he is very good.
所以他怎么会反而会比学渣更差呢？
So how could he be worse than a student who is a poor student?
当然，学渣是不是就一定比他们更慢呢？
Of course, does being a poor student necessarily mean that they are slower?
也不一定。
It may not be.
因为有些孩子就对这个东西特别感兴趣。
Because some children are particularly interested in this.
但是从基础层面，大概率而言，
However, from a basic perspective, it is likely that
学习成绩越好的孩子反而学起来更快。
children with better academic performance learn faster.
当然，上升到艺术这个层面的时候，
Of course, when it reaches the level of art,
那就是另外一个事情啊。
That's another matter altogether.
画画这个东西啊
Draw this thing.
很多人说他是一个画家
Many people say he is a painter.
但不等于他是个艺术家
But it doesn't mean he's an artist.
画画成为艺术家
Painting becomes an artist.
这个叫由技入道
This is called entering the realm of skill.
它是一个过程
He is a process.
那么艺术家他需要什么样的才能呢
？What talents does an artist need?
这就是我今天想谈的一个话题啊。
This is a topic I wanted to talk about today.
在我看来，一个艺术家他需要三个方面的能力。
In my opinion, an artist needs three aspects of ability.
第一个。
First,
他要有诚实的能力。
He must have the ability to be honest.
就他要首先就是要真实的、诚实的面对自己。
First, he needs to be honest with himself.
这样他才能够真实的去表达。
This is how he can truly express himself.
你只有真实的表达才是最有力的表达。
The only way to truly express yourself is through authentic expression.
大家可以想象一下
Imagine everyone.
你真的诚实地面对自己的时候
When you truly face yourself.
你看到的就是一个千疮百孔
You see is a dilapidated.
充满着阴暗面的一个这么一个生物是吧
Is it not a creature full of dark sides?
看起来很难看的。
It looks difficult to understand.
但是作为艺术家
However, as an artist,
他就要去敢于和勇于并且要有智慧的面对这样一个怪物。
He's about to face a monster that requires courage, bravery, and intelligence.
那么这是一个诚实的能力。
That's a genuine ability.
第二个呢，要敏感。
The second one is sensitive.
这个敏感呢，它也是有很多个层面啊。
This sensitivity also has many levels.
从最低的层面，就是比方说对一个东西的形状啊。
From the most basic level, for example, the shape of something.
质感呢，等等这些东西，它要特别的有感觉。
He needs to have a special sense of things like texture, etc.
这是基础层面的。上升一下
This is a basic increase.
比方说他就要对人啊，对物啊。
For example, he would say things like you and it.
他要特别的有感觉。
He has a special sense.
比方说看到一个人，好的艺术家
For example, if you see a good artist,
基本上陌生人他都能够感觉到你是什么性格啊。
Basically, he can tell what kind of personality you have just by meeting you.
是吧
Is it?
你是一个什么样的家庭出身呢
What kind of family background do you have?
你受过什么样的教育啊
What kind of education did you have?Well,
并且你的父母大致上什么样子
？And what are your parents like in general?
他都会产生一种感觉。
He would always feel a sense of.
这个感觉不一定对。
This feeling may not be accurate.
但是他就会很敏感的。
But he will be very sensitive.
通过你的这个外在的这个表象。
Based on your outward appearance.
他能够去觉察到背后的一个宏大的一个大的背景。
He can perceive a grand and vast background.
还有的人他对环境特别的敏感。
Some people are very sensitive to the environment.
比方说走入到一片小树林。
For example, walking into a small forest.
对光线啊。
About light.
对空气啊。
About the air.
对湿度啊。
Regarding humidity,
它就是特别的有感觉。
It's really sensitive.
那么这也是一种敏感。
This is also a sensitivity.
从大的层面上对社会也要敏感。
Be sensitive to the broader social context.
比方说社会上发生了一个非常微小的事件。
For example, a very small event happened in society.
但是这个人他就能够感觉到这个社会他可能会出现什么样的变化。
But this person can feel what kind of changes might occur in society.
科学家发明了一个什么东西。
Scientists have invented something.
对于艺术家而言。
For artists.
他就觉得特别的兴奋。
He felt very excited.
可能这个社会要发生巨变了。
This society may be about to undergo a major change.
如何如何啊
？How are you?
哎
，Oh.
那么这种敏感，它都是艺术家需要具备的一种能力。
Therefore, this sensitivity is a skill that artists need to possess.
第三点。
Third point.
那就是要有表达的一种能力。
That's the ability to express oneself. Well,
很多的人他的感觉也很好。
Many people have good feelings about him.
但是他就是无法表达。好的艺术家。
But he couldn't express the qualities of a good artist.
总能够找到一个最有利的、最简洁的方式。
Always find the most efficient way to maximize profit.
把它表达给大家
，express it to everyone。
那并且这个东西它就是能够触动别人
，but also this thing can touch others。
打动别人
，impress others。
让别人产生共鸣
，to make others resonate。
所以三大能力啊，是我所认为艺术家主要是指的视觉艺术家啊。
So, the three abilities I'm referring to are those that I believe are primarily associated with visual artists.
他特别需要的三个才能。
Three special abilities he needs. Okay.
那么我们再回到刚才的那句话。
Then we go back to the sentence I just mentioned.
就是学霸，他适不适合这些东西呢？
Does the nerd fit into these things?
那谁知道呢
？Who knows?
对吧
？Right.
所以说，我们不能够用学霸。
Therefore, we cannot use nerd as a synonym for smart person.
不学霸来判断一个人有没有这个能力。
Only those who are not the top students can judge whether someone has this ability.
这个首先就是一个非常古怪的，因为我们人的才能啊。
This is a very strange ability, first of all.
你不可能是全方位的才能。
You can't be a jack of all trades.
我们说这种全才在历史上有没有啊
？We say that such a versatile person has existed in history.
其实我们在艺术里面也就看到一个。
Actually, we only see one in art.
那就是达芬奇嘛。
That's Da Vinci.
是吧
？Is it?
到现在为止
，So far,
这个人的要求越来越高。
The requirements are getting higher and higher.
再出现达芬奇这种人已经越来越难了。
It's becoming increasingly difficult to find someone like Leonardo da Vinci.
所以这句话的正确表述应该是不存在全能的人。
Therefore, the correct statement should be that there is no such thing as a completely omnipotent person.
而不是说学霸适不适合搞艺术。
Instead of saying whether or not academic excellence is suitable for art.
这句话本身就是简单粗暴。
This sentence is too blunt.
不讲道理的一句话。
A word that doesn't make sense.